What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for Osimo.com, and I'm back with my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Monday, December 6th. Now be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Only place you're getting updates to my Sims as we get closer to lock. Let me know in the comments section who is your favorite and least favorite of my contenders for today's slate. And finally, shout out to PrizePicks for being the presenting sponsor of this video. Use the promo code Osimo when signing up to get up to $100 on your first deposit. Now we're rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with Tyrese Maxey, Andrew Wiggins, Isaiah Stewart, and then we're taking a gigantic leap to Josh Giddey and Kelly Oubre on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It's time to find out. First up at number five, we've got PJ Washington. He is power forward center eligible, 6K, projected for 34. The goal is 40.5. He's in the optimal lineup 25% of the time. This is going to be a really great spot for Charlotte with all of these guys out due to COVID protocols. I gave PJ Washington 33 minutes. He's over a fantasy point per minute in that spot. 20% usage, 15 points, 8 boards, 3 assists, 2.5 stocks. Now, it is a pace down spot against Philly, and it's kind of a scary matchup against Philly because PJ Washington is not physically capable of slowing down Joel Embiid. I'm not worried about it though, because PJ Washington playing north of 30 minutes should just be more expensive than 6K, particularly when he's power forward and center eligible. And number four, we're back to my boy who paid you guys off last time. It's Caris LeVert, shooting guard, small forward eligible, 5,100, projected for 32. The goal is 36.7. He's in the optimal lineup 26% of the time. 32 minutes for Caris LeVert. Again, still no Justin Holiday, no TJ McConnell. Those minutes should be pretty safe. Fantasy point per minute. 32 minutes, 32 fantasy points. 18-4-4 with a stock and a half. Slight pace down spot against Washington. Washington's going to be without Spencer Dinwiddie in this one. That's probably mildly beneficial. Nothing too crazy. But either way, again, Caris LeVert, for his usage rate and the things he does, just slightly underpriced. And a shooting guard small forward eligibility? Fantastic. At number three, we're off to Charlotte once again. Point guard, shooting guard eligible, Ish Smith. He's 4,500, projected for 30.5. Goal's just 34. He's in the optimal lineup 29% of the time. Starting at point guard, playing a ton of minutes, close to a fantasy point per minute. We're talking 32 minutes. It can very easily be 34 or 36. I don't have to go that much higher to get a lot of him. 12.5 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, a stock and a half. Again, pace down spot against Philly, but it doesn't matter. Ish Smith just isn't priced properly for his role on this team with all of these guys out for COVID. Now, I don't know if he's going to play today, but if he does, I love him. Jimmy Butler, shooting guard, small forward, 8,800, projected for 50. The goal's 52. He's in the optimal lineup 30% of the time. With no Bam Adebayo on the floor, Jimmy Butler sees a massive usage bump. I don't know if he's playing today. He's still been out for the past couple games with that injured tailbone, but if he does, 35 minutes, 1.4 fantasy points per minute, 32% usage, 26.5 points, 7.5 rebounds, 6 assists, 2.5 stocks, pace up spot against Memphis. What's not to like? 8,800 is a very easy price tag to get to for Jimmy Butler if he is in, and he looks like arguably my best play, but he's just shy of number one. Now, before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder. Please hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman. Let me know in the comments section who your favorite and least favorite contenders are. And then make sure you're going to PrizePicks using the promo code Osimo, getting yourself up to $100 on your first deposit. Had to check my calendar to make sure it wasn't a different year, but number one, Dennis Smith Jr., point guard eligible, 5K, projected for 36. The goal is 36. He's in the optimal lineup 41% of the time. 33 minutes here with no Damian Lillard, no Anthony Simons, north of a fantasy point per minute, 14 points, 4.5 boards, 7 assists, 3 stocks. Yeah, Dennis Smith Jr. gets in some passing lanes. It's pace neutral against the Clippers, but again, much like Ish Smith, Dennis Smith Jr. just isn't priced correctly for his role. If he's playing north of 30 minutes, or like in this case, 33, he is unquestionably the best play you're going to find on FanDuel. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Monday, December 6th. DraftKings version of this video is around here somewhere. Check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win a little bit of money. We'll be back again tomorrow morning for another edition of the Contenders.